Mark Sapelsa.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Mark Sapelsa, the principal news anchor at WGN-TV. You can see him on the 4, the 5, the 9, the 10, the 4 in the morning, the 2 in the afternoon. It's like it never ends.
Yeah.
It's either Mark Sapelsa or Charlie Sheen that you see on that TV station.
Or Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
And I make a lot less. Anyway, yeah.
So we've been, now the last couple of days, on Monday, we talked about Ron Major's retirement because we'd done a piece on When DC Live. We did a whole hour on When DC Live. Highest rated, I think, show of the, maybe of the year for When DC Live.
Very good. Yeah, it was a good program. I watched the whole thing.
So that is... That was a great moment, and you took part in that by videotape.
I was, they were kind of asked me to do so. Yeah,
and
felt
so
privileged.
So we talked about that. Then yesterday we got into a philosophical discussion about the status of television news and the state of television news, I suppose, and the way that it is heading, and that you know, the one thing that has put me in mind of this is that as Ron Majors is leaving television news in Chicago, that it's just another one of those seawalls that is now crumbling. And not that Alan Krzyzewski is a great guy,
yes,
and he is the right person to replace Ron Majors. That's not taking anything away from ABC7 or Crash.
He's
but
a good man.
But it's just, but you know, Ron is one of those guys that stands up in a newsroom and it just raises hell if he doesn't like what's going on.
Yeah, one of the last bastions, you know, of that ilk, and that's sad to see it go.
Yeah, and so we've been sitting here, like, you know, just lamenting his loss and all of that. And I thought, well, what better to do today than actually say it to his face, as opposed to just say it to ourselves? And so he joins us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Ron Majors, whose last newscast is at 10 o'clock tonight. I said this earlier today, Ron, on When You See Live. I'm going to take some of the younger kids who are working on the show, and we're going to come to the window and stand outside and watch this.
Perfect. We'll have a camera ready for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, you said you were going to say it to my face. Actually, you're saying it to my ear.
Either way.
Which is just fine.
Close.
You know, eventually you won't know the difference.
You're right. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So I guess that's going to be the point. But yeah. All right.
My brother still teases me because I once told him years and years ago when he first got into business that he could look forward to one day he'd still be in television, as he is now in Los Angeles, and he can think of me sitting in front of a bunkhouse surrounded by horses telling people, yeah, I used to be somebody.
Right. Like a scene from Seabiscuit around a fire, an open fire. Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. So as you sit here now, a few hours away from the final broadcast, and you just got off your last 5 o'clock news, how do you feel?
I feel really good about it. I mean, I'm so grateful that I have a clear feeling that this is the right time. I have no second thoughts about stepping away. And friends of mine who have already retired have talked about that with me. And, you know, one or two of them said they went too early. One or two of them said they went too late. And that it's really important to know when it's right for you. And I never set a time. I never had a year in mind. I never had an age in mind. I just always said, I think I'll know. And I reached the point where I knew. And there was no aha moment. It's just something I kind of grew into. And I'm also really, really grateful that all of you know this, that how few of us get to retire when we want, how we want, when you work in this business.
That's fantastic. Now, Ron, Roe and Mark are here to, as your little brother's here, to talk you back into coming out of retirement. And,
I already tried that Saturday night. Hey, you know,
carrying the torch.
You want to do like a half hour radio a day?
You do this. You know what? I'd think about unretiring and coming back, but I couldn't go all through this again when I left the next.
That's true. Right.
That is true. I mean, how about that that newspaper article today? Neil Steinberg in the Sun Times, front cover of the Chicago Sun Times today.
Just awesome.
Is I was just shocked. I really was shocked.
Full page of Ron, and then an open spread.
That's a framer.
Yeah, it really is, and you know Neil Steinberg, and you know what a wordsmith he is. And I'm reading this thing, and I always just marvel at the way he puts words interesting words into thoughts. Mm-hmm. I could just read them forever just for the sheer joy of reading it, even if it's something I don't care about.
Yeah, he's great. He is great. He's the great guy.
It was a great piece.
Yeah. And it is a great piece. And as I think I said last night, he's so great at there's a sheer truth frame by frame with him. And in this case, he got the full, I think, sort of the full measure of what your career has been and meant.
I only wish there were many more inches of copy, because I was like, keep going, keep
right.
going.
It was relatively short for what it could have been.
And I turned the page and I was like, oh,
Well, I'm sure he'd be happy to have you argue that with his editor.
Right, exactly.
Ron, you talked about how you've been a night worker in television all of your adult life, been in the business, what, 50-some years?
I mean, 51 years in television.
51 years. So I know you talk about your love of horse racing. You've expressed that with us and shared that with us many times. But what else? Is there a bucket list? Have you started to put together some of the things you want to do?
Well, I know I'll do some traveling, and I know I'll be visiting friends. And, you know, the other thing that I think is hard for people to appreciate is that I've lived on a deadline and on a clock for my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And I am really looking forward to not having a schedule, not having to be someplace at a certain moment, not having to worry about how many seconds literally a story is going to take, and having dinner without looking at my watch and worrying when I have to get back to work. An interesting thing happened. I ran into a woman here at the station just the other day, and she said, "Do you have any travel plans?" I said, "Well, I do, actually. My wife and I are going to spend much of June in Scandinavia." And she said, "You know what the best part of that is?" I said, "No, how would you know?" She said, "Oh, I know. The best part of that is you didn't have to fill out a vacation request and ask somebody if you could go. And you don't have to worry about when you come back."
Right.
You know,
or your news director pulling you to the office. Yeah. "Ron, unfortunately, Alan and Linda and Jerry are also off that week. So I'd really like to
vacation.
Stick around here." Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and somebody pointed this out, that Ron has over the years quietly done little gifts for those with young children in newsrooms, and mm-hmm. and I was the recipient of a few of those gifts when my kids were now 20 and 18. They were 2, 1, 5, and I would submit vacation requests. And the closest I got to Christmas, I think, my first few years at Channel 5 when I was reporting at NBC with Ron and Carol at the helm, the closest I got to Christmas was like December 5th. You know, you can have that day off.
I know, I remember that too. I got October, January 15th.
And then January 12th, right.
Right.
Now, maybe Orthodox Christmas.
Exactly.
I don't know. What do you got?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Work, sure.
You can have Russian Easter. So, and then one day I put in a request. No, it turned down. So I was, I think, filling in for the big team, maybe Christmas Eve or something like that. And mm-hmm. I swear to you, Ron Majors out of the blue says, "Go home." I said, "What?" He said, "I got it. I'll do the 10 for you." Whatever it was, Christmas Eve, Christmas night, and I couldn't believe it. And
awesome.
Then I heard over the weekend when we gathered together to raise a glass for Ron, a soft drink, of course, and and many other people said the same thing. Said, "Yeah, he did that for me too. Yes, he did that."
Well,
for me too.
Well, and we talked about that, and Ron used to always work Thanksgivings, Christmas, and all the rest. And you did it because
other people had younger kids. My kids were grown by then.
Yeah.
It was really simple.
Very generous
of
you, though.
You know, and I lived downtown, and it was easy for me to do. And you know, those kind of things are easy when they're convenient and easy for you. And I'm just glad I could.
Yeah.
And you know, the other, not to get too wispy about the whole thing, but I will.
You're going to make me cry, Ray. I know what you're doing.
No.
I know where you're going with this.
No, I'm not going to go there yet. But you know, when I got to Channel 5 in 1993, I had been... See, Ron, I was telling Ronanna that I think I may be the only anchor in the country who has competed against two majors as this.
I know.
You know?
He competed against my brother in
right.
Minneapolis.
Right.
And then came down here and worked with me for
He's
a while.
Like, oh, right. No, another one?
So I said my nickname should be Minor. But when I got to Channel 5 in 93 with Ron in the big chair and Carol there and Gian Greco and gosh, I think Jim Tillman, I really did not know how to be a main anchor. I mean, I had been that at KSTP in Minneapolis for a couple of years before I came, you know, back home here to Chicago. But I watched those two work, and especially, you know, on the male side, you're trying to emulate your, you know, your male mentor. And I saw so many things that Ron did, not necessarily on the air, but even in the newsroom, you know, when to step on the gas and press management to do something properly, or when to step on reporters, the gas with reporters and say, hey, we need a little more out of you on this story, or what do you got, or this. Mm-hmm. And then the camaraderie, you know, walking around to everybody in the newsroom, tapping them on the back, talking to everybody from the custodian all the way up to, you know, his co-anchor. And I learned a lot of that just by observing, and it was marvelous.
Well, it's true, Mark, and I don't think it's just for male anchors. I think there was something that WLS News Director Jennifer Graves said about you, Ron. She said, thanks for always trying to make us better. And I don't think it was just within the confines of Channel 7. I think you made the market better, because I think all of us realized that that's what it took to be great in this market, and that was such a high bar that it made all of us say, well, you know, keep trying and keep being better. And it inspired you to have someone like you here.
Oh, you're really nice. The advantage of Chicago is so many people are so good at what they do that I think it's just a wonderful place to work in our business.
Right, and that's true. But
you've been to other towns, and you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is really true.
The number one station doesn't always have a Ron Majors.
You go to Washington, D.C., and you're like, this market should have the best local news. And you know, I hate to be so rough on our nation's capital, but you're like, what? That is the local news? And L.A., with all due respect to your brother.
I know.
You know, you go to L.A., you're like.
That's a little funky.
I mean, that's why your brother's number one there. He's a pale comparison to you, and he's number one there because he's half of you, and that's good enough for L.A. There are some outliers. I think Minneapolis is one of them, by the way. The Twin Cities is an outlier. I think they've got, they're a very solid market. But I got to just, and the other thing I want to say, so I'm going to control this so I don't
fall apart.
Yeah. Is, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and you are a guy that has helped privately so many of your colleagues and friends and neighbors and people who have struggled with everything from addictions to divorces. Would be
Bring that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for me. Thank you.
And getting your head straight at very, very critical moments in your life. And you've done it all so quietly. And I know that, you know, Mark has talked publicly about it. I've talked publicly about it, you got me in a very tough moment, you know, through my life, very, you know, put me in touch with people that were able to really help me and same thing for Mark.
Ditto.
And it's an amazing thing, because it's not what, you know, it's not on your business card, right?
Yeah. And those things are, you know, I've spent so much money on therapy for myself. I went through treatment for addiction, and my wife and I have done marriage counseling. We've done so much of that stuff. And frankly, I like it so much that it's easy to give away. There are so many simple answers out there, but when we're struggling, it's hard to see them. And when I am around people who can use a little bit of that kind of help, I'm just thankful that I have some resources for them that I can say, gee, did you ever think about, or would you be willing to try, or could you go see this person or that person? And I'm the recipient of a great network that usually is put together by my wife, who's one of the greatest networkers on the face of the earth. And if I ever have a question, I can go to her and say, hey, I've got a friend who's got this kind of issue, and what do you think? And she'll give me three names, yeah. And they'll be great people. And, I really do truly believe that that's the real stuff of life, that the rest of what we do is kind of peripheral. That, you know, looking each other in the eye and talking about the real issues of life are the way we help each other get through it. This is not easy, you know, passing through this veil of tears. And and if we can just sit down and look each other in the eye and talk about it, wow, it starts to get easier.
And, Ron, that's exactly my wife, and I've repeated this a couple of times on this show and to you, Ron, as well, that my wife, first thing she said when we came to a conclusion that I needed some help with my alcohol addiction was, why don't you see if Ron Majors would have lunch with you just to talk through what to do next? And the first thing Ron did when we sat down, got on the phone, got to Elise, and the two of them threw out three different names, of which were very helpful. He's exactly right.
And Ron should write a book. I know he never will, but because he's got to wait for everybody to die.
That saddens me.
Yeah, he's probably right about that, because I think I get at least a chapter, and I better be dead by the time this one comes out.
Or you'll sue.
Yeah, no, I can't sue because it's all true. But he's just seen it all. I think it's very safe to say that Mark and I would certainly not be sitting in the chairs that we're sitting in today, if it were not for you.
Correct.
You know, without your help, I mean, and, you know, regardless of our...
Personally and professionally.
I think that's true. I mean, professionally, for sure, but personally, I think, I don't know if I would have made it through, and I don't know, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we all have our struggles, and it's a very, very difficult thing, so...
Well, I mean, I may have helped you get to the right place and talk to the right person, but at the end, you did it.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's true. They're still... That guy's still talking to me. Is not exactly sure I've done it yet.
I still need you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a recent rejoin. I think on behalf of Chicago, I know one of the things that we've been saying around ABC7 for the last week or so is that tonight it's the city gives a standing ovation for one individual.
That's
and
right.
Tonight at 10 o'clock,
well deserved.
Ron is going to be doing that. I know Mark's on at 10 o'clock, too. Just in case there's counter-programming, but...
No, we'll be simulcasting.
I know, don't
Ron's
you wish.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. But, right. You know, you can always DVR and watch it. As long as you watch it within the first day, we're all good.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody gets credit.
Yeah. Right. Tonight is going to be a very, very special moment in Chicago television history. And thank you for all your years here and for, you know, everything you've done for us, for Chicago, for the viewers, and for this city.
Oh, thank
Excellent.
You very much.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. I'm
Amen.
Very touched. Thank you.
All right. Ron Majors. There he goes.
Thank you for everything, my friend.
Last time as a as an ABC7 anchor.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
Whatever else he wants to do.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, this is Marty Wilkie over Channel 2. Listen.
Just give us a year.
If I don't care. Just you can have dinner on the set. Just sit there.
Bring the horse.
Right. Exactly.
Bring the horse. You can do a horse racing show as well.
Yeah, why not? Good evening. I'm Ron, and this is Trigger. Our top story. Hang on a second. Yes, you are right. Back to you, Carol.
All right. All right. That was
such a class
quite
act.
A moment. Mm. Thank you, Mark, for being a part of that.
Are you kidding me? Thanks for inviting me.